Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday. This is Holly Amirande, the Yummy Life Coach of YummyLifeCoaching.com. And I just wanted to come to you today for just a moment to talk to you about a topic that's been on my mind a lot lately. And this is the topic of resistance. And I just want to start by asking you a simple question. What are you resisting today? Think about that. Just let that sink in for a moment. What do you know that you need to be doing, taking action on? What do you know? What do you really want that you're not working toward today? I'm not going to get into the why right now. Just let the what come to you. What is it that you've been resisting? You know, for so many of us, there's this wall of resistance that goes up. And you know, sometimes you're the one that builds it. You're the one that puts it there. And they're not hard to break. They're not hard to break down, really, if you know what the wall is and if you know why the wall appears. But this can take some work on your part, some deeper inflection, maybe even work with a life coach or a therapist. To get to the bottom of this sort of, I don't really want to call it self-sabotage because it's not always self-sabotage. It is just sometimes a wall of resistance. And for me, I've been really resisting taking care of myself the way that I really need to take care of myself. I always seem to have too many things going on at the same time, and I put myself on the back burner. Does it sound familiar to any of you? Of course, everybody's issues are different. But the first step to breaking down that wall of resistance is realizing what it is. So again, I'm just going to ask you to ask yourself, what am I resisting today? And once that answer comes to you, you've taken the first step in breaking down that wall. Because you know that that wall is standing in your way. And that you have things that you need to do. And you don't have time to be climbing over walls, or climbing under walls, or climbing around walls. You want to walk straight through. So I want you to take out your sledgehammer, the biggest one you can find, and start slamming at that wall. If you take all the strength that you have, it's not going to take too many blows to break through that wall. So start slamming on that wall. Doesn't it feel good to break through to the other side? Until next time, you can visit me on my website at www.yummylifecoaching.com. If you need help breaking through your emotional barrier, please schedule your free discovery session with me. Just fill out the contact form on the website, and we will set up a time where we can talk. Have a great day.